And now, You Are There with Jerry Stewart.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. America is the most successful labor nation in the world, with literally hundreds of millions of job opportunities, and some are very unusual. Like what? In a moment, you will know, because you are there. It's been over 20 years now since I first began doing these patriotic radio programs. My first program, Stand Up America, was just that, a call for all Americans to stand up, to speak out for what is good and right and best for our nation, and to remind people the great part God has played, is playing, in giving us our free America. But things are changing. God is no longer the pilot. He's not even the co-pilot. He's been pushed all the way to the back. There's no prayer in our public schools, and we're being overrun by our own apathy. So many just don't care. That's why my programs and stories are now being used for teaching tools by private schools, homeschools. That's why parents and grandparents are getting my material to teach the children, to remind us all before it's too late. To see all of my programs and materials, I invite you to go to www.onemomentinamerica.com and take a look. Or you can call our offices at 817-576-2976. Now back to the program. Our America has some of the most unusual jobs in the world. Like what? Well, there's dog walkers, potato chip inspectors. Here's one, knife thrower's assistant. There are sparring partners, foot models, dinosaur dusters. There are sign patrollers, fish squeezers, coin polishers, doll doctors, onion graters. And here's one that sounds like a lot of fun, laughter therapist. But just what's your most unusual job? Well, being a guy who put myself through both college and graduate school and with a family, I found myself having to take just about any job I could to keep my bills paid. And trying to find a part-time job with full-time pay wasn't easy. So one day I got one of these wacky ideas and decided to try something that had no set hours. I tried my hand at being a peephole installer. You say, what? You know, those little peepholes you put in your front door so you can see who's there before you open the door. I installed peepholes. Well, one Saturday on my day off, I set out knocking on people's doors, asking them if they wanted a peephole installed in their door. At first, a lot of them looked at me like, what's this guy up to? But more people than not said yes. And believe it or not, that first day, I made twice the money I was making at my regular job. So after a few Saturdays to test my experiment, I quit my regular job. And all that summer, I was the peephole installer guy. Now, since then, I've had people tell me that they would be too embarrassed to do such a silly job, a grown man knocking on doors. But I fought hard to ignore any embarrassment I might have had because of something my dad had taught me long before. He made it clear to me early on that any job which was honest and helped me support my family was an honorable job, and I never forgot that lesson. Over the years, I've had some great opportunities in my life to do things most people only dream about. I spent 9 years in Hollywood working in the late 70s and 80s as a business manager. And one of the most enjoyable associations I had was with actor-producer Michael Landon when he was producing the very popular family program Little House on the Prairie. In one episode of that show, his character Charles Ingalls fell on hard times and found himself working at cleaning up horse stalls. Now, the mean kid in town, Nellie Olson, loved to harass Charles Ingalls' daughter, Laura, and she began to remark to little Laura that her father was an embarrassment and that he smelled like horses. Well, this hurt little Laura's feelings and embarrassed her that her dad had such a lowly and smelly job. But then her pa said something to her that we should all learn and remember. He admitted he did smell like old, dusty, sweaty horses, but that the only people who bothered to smell him were people who had nothing better to do than to stick their noses up in the air. And he said to her something I had already learned in my life. He said, any job that is honest is an honorable job. That's why God invented sweat, so that honest, hardworking people could work hard and feel proud. Sadly, that's a lesson too many today in America have long forgotten. I'm Jerry Stewart, and now you know, because you are there.